John Leguizamo, Latino Trump supporters suffer from self-hate. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 6, 2020. Actor John Leguizamo said that Latino Trump supporters suffer from self-hate, adding that they only care about their finances. There is that unfortunate self-hate through all my culture, through all South America, Central America and the Caribbean from the conquest. And that's hard to fight, said Leguizamo in a recent interview with Hollywood Reporter. When that beautiful woman from Roma, Yalitza Aparicio, was put on the cover of Latin Vogue, people wrote horrible letters. How dare you put such an ugly face on magazines? That's the insidious self-hate, continued the John Wick actor, who went on to say that self-hate is also why there are Latin Trump supporters. I address that back to the self-hate that I was telling you about, Leguizamo told Hollywood Reporter. And also sometimes people don't care about others, they just care about their finances. According to exit polls, President Donald Trump's strength among Latinos in three key battleground states, Florida, Texas and Arizona, helped secure him key electoral votes. Meanwhile, Joe Biden underperformed in Florida's Miami-Dade County, which is made up of nearly 70% of Hispanic voters. The actor added that he believes President Trump did a better job with the Latino vote than Biden because he was aggressive about it, you've got to court us. He kept saying, even in his debate, he mentioned the word Latinos. Biden didn't ever want to mention it, said Leguizamo said of President Trump. I know Biden had a lot of Latin people in his campaign, but he needed to talk about our issues and about us and mention us. And court us. You've got to court us. Leguizamo went on to reiterate that Latin people who are Republicans suffer from self-hate, adding that it could also have to do with them being hyper-religious, or their Macoism. There are Latin people that are Republican for whatever reason, self-hate or hyper-religious. It touches on some of the Macoism too, he said. It makes them feel, we're assimilated, you know that weird thing that happens to immigrants sometimes. If they attack other immigrants then they look less immigrant? There's a history here. This is not the actor's first time attacking Latinos who support the president. Last month, Leguizamo compared Latinos who support Trump to roaches for raid, claiming that they don't care about other Latinos who are in cages. On Wednesday, the actor compared Floridians to rats after President Trump secured a convincing victory in Florida with the support of Cubans and Venezuelans voting for the president over Biden on Election Day. Leguizamo is not the only member of Hollywood trying to wrap his head around why an increasing number of Latino or Hispanic people are Trump supporters. Actress Natalie Morales recently took to Twitter to deliver a tirade in which she claimed that the hundreds of thousands of Cuban Americans who voted to re-election President Trump are 10,000% brainwashed. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.